The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3. Test your mic and do not. If I hear you bite on your food one time,
test.
I'll kick you out.
You were not even looking at the test.
Go ahead, do it.
Test.
All right, let me get started and I'll get this out of the way. I was just on YouTube, and I was listening to not YouTube. I don't know where I found it on the computer. It was Luther Vandross, Stevie Wonder, Dionne Warwick, and Whitney Houston singing That's What Friends Are For. Remember that song? Put the mic and don't eat in front of the mic. Learn how to do a podcast. It's 180 of them, right? You go, then you'll talk like that, and then you go,
just you mind your own beeswax.
So, and I'm listening to, first of all, Dionne Warwick, they all had, I mean, their voices were tremendous. It was just beautiful listening to them. And then I'm focusing on Whitney Houston. And when she passed away, I was really, really upset. I think I was more upset when Whitney Houston passed away than when my brother passed away. God, I don't know why. Because it was so tragic.
Well, your brother couldn't sing, for one thing.
Well, that's true, too. He tried. But it was so tragic that... And it doesn't matter if you're talented or not. It doesn't, you know, drugs and alcohol, you know, whether you're, doing whatever, you know, setting up scaffolding or building houses, or you're an artist or a singer, it doesn't matter what profession you are, what profession you're in, it kills people. It kills people, and it kills everybody around them. Drugs and alcohol. Oh. And I was watching her, and I'm going, how much of a waste of talent. Mm-hmm. And it's not only just talent. Just like I said a second ago, like you could be a house painter. How much of a waste of life.
Yeah.
That people want, you know, just, they cannot get clean. They cannot get sober. Or they don't want to. I got a text from this guy. Here's the text. I can't quit drinking. No way in hell am I going to rehab or anything. I'm not leaving the house. I fucking hate it, and I can't stop. So I wrote back to him.
And obviously this is a friend of yours, right? Because you got a text.
No, I mean a tweet. Do you want me to read it again, or do you get it?
I got it.
So I wrote back to him. I go, okay, then fucking die. Here's your alternatives: die
or get help.
Get help today go to a meeting.
But I don't understand why.
Get fucking
if
help.
You, it's got to be exhausting to be an addict. So why don't you go get help? Like, what is the thing? Because you don't want to be without your drug?
You're so addicted and so, you know.
It's so,
So then I said, well, then die or go get help or go to rehab or go to a detox, this and that. Then he writes back, I don't want to die, not like this. I'm sick, stuck, fucked, and whatever else. And it hurts, man. Fucking hurts. So he's crying out for help, obviously. So I wrote back to him, today, go today, not tomorrow. Go to a meeting. People are there to help. People want to help you. People have been through what you've been through. You're not unique. There's millions of people that got clean. There's millions of people that got sober. There's millions of people that put down, you know, coke and food and gambling and spending, you know, whatever it takes. Go get fucking help or sit in your shit and die or go to jail. Or go to a mental institution.
Oh boy.
Watch Whitney Houston. Go to YouTube. Look at one of her videos of her singing. The fact of how beautiful she was, how her voice was probably one of the best voices in history.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best female voices in history, you know, along with, you know, Barbara Streisand and you know, a whole list of them.
You don't need to go through all her peers.
Okay, so her voice alone, and then her just the way. I mean, she was. How many Grammys did she win? She was a movie star. She was everything. She had the world by the fucking balls, and fucking drugs. It killed her, and it just killed her daughter too. Hmm. You know, so go get help. Don't you know?
Are you talking to me now, or
no? I'm talking to these people out there. They tweet, "I'm drunk. I can't leave. I can't stop." You can. You think you can't, but you can. I know it's hard the first day. I know it's fucking brutal. I know all you're thinking is there's no other way in life. This is all.
But what
I know.
Is the hardest part about going to get help? Is it the humiliation of having to admit that you've?
It depends what
went
drug
down
it
the
is.
Wrong path, or is it that you just don't think you can live without your drug, or what?
It's the physical. If it's a physical addiction like alcohol or barbiturates or heroin,
but also it's probably hard for people to admit, like. You know, what if you're a mom of three kids and, you know, you read these stories of these moms that, like, they're, you know, sneaking alcohol all day, every day. Like, at some point, you know, their husbands don't know, their kids don't know, their neighbors don't know. Like, you know, for them to be like, okay, I have a problem, I have to go get help. It's not just like, I have to get this monkey off my back, but it's also like I have to, like, it's embarrassing to have to tell everyone.
Or
it's probably hard to tell your husband.
Okay.
I've been keeping the secret for
I'm sure. I'm sure. Yes, there are people like that. There's people that hide it. There's people that are functional.
Functional?
Functional.
Yeah.
Functional. It's mm-hmm. late at night. I'm tired.
And he's not drunk.
Functional. Drug addicts, mm-hmm. alcoholics, but they have to have it. Their body says, I have to have this on the deal. You know, they'll wake up, have a drink, or during lunch, go out and have martinis and drinks. And, you know, they go out for martinis, but, you know, I'm thinking, oh, let's have a martini for lunch, but they have to have it. So I guess, yeah, part of it could be embarrassment, could be shame, could be fear, you know, fear of the unknown. You know, is fucking.
At least you
scary.
Know, getting up every day, like you're gonna have your vodka like, and your.
Because that's what you know. You know, you can what you're gonna do, or how you're gonna feel from the alcohol or drugs. The fear of the unknown is scary. You know, it's scary to fight anything. It's a battle. It's a battle to get in a ring. Any boxer that got in a ring with Mike Tyson was scared to death mm-hmm. to get into that battle. So this is a battle you're getting into, and it's scary. Oh. You're battling your drug. you're battling your addiction. Do you get it? So that's, it's scary.
I do get it.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
I get that you made an analogy. The addiction is Mike Tyson.
It's as powerful as fighting
punch, as a KO from
as
Mike Tyson.
Fighting a heavyweight fighter.
Oh my God!
That's how powerful it is.
And that's how
it'll
scary.
Knock you out
knock
and kill
you on your ass.
Okay, so the
well,
guy
will kill you if you don't get in the ring.
What's that?
The only difference is your addiction will kill you if you don't get in the ring.
Yeah.
If you do get in the ring,
it'll knock some sense into you. Get you knocking into a
Are
meeting.
Are we going to do our whole podcast on this?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, I it's sad when I was watching this video, I'm going, what a fucking waste. Whitney Houston, what a voice. Mm-hmm. Just a fucking waste. And it's, you know.
Man, we still got our YouTube videos. Okay. Let's.
Go to a meeting, folks. Don't today. Put tomorrow. Do you want to get up and say, hey, I don't have to get up. You only got to do it.
Don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today.
Yeah, I mean, you only have to do it a day at a time. Just do it one day.
One day at a time.
Live one day at a time. There was a sitcom based on it.
Oh, yeah. There was a sitcom based on an AA saying.
One day at a time.
Oh, my God. Was that the one with Bonnie Franklin?
Yes, and Mackenzie...
Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah, and the cute one. What was the cute one's
she
name?
Had a,
Valerie Bertinelli.
She had a so-called consensual relationship with her father.
Valerie Bertinelli. Whatever
Bertinelli
happened? What happened to that little hottie? To
her
Van
son's
Halen.
Name is Wolfgang.
No.
Yes.
She was married to Van Halen, right?
Yeah.
Hottie. He's packing, I heard, though.
They're divorced.
Yeah, but he was packing, I heard, so you can't follow
Everyone
that.
Gets divorced. Doesn't it seem like it?
Yeah, when are we going to get... When do you want to do that?
I read a thing today that Ben Affleck is dating his nanny. It's so cliche. It's just so cliche. That's got to be embarrassing.
Why?
Because you're like married to Jennifer Gardner, who knows what she's really like, but she's a beautiful woman, mother of three of your children, and then you're going to go and... Have sex with a nanny? Like, ugh.
Well, you're saying a nanny can't be a good person? Are you saying because it's a nanny, you're downgrading that human
no,
being?
No, I'm saying that it's
maybe that nanny didn't nag him.
Gross.
Maybe that nanny
it's
didn't,
cliche.
Maybe that nanny
I can't believe you're sticking up for
that,
cheating Ben Affleck.
Maybe that nanny didn't stand at the end of the bed every night giving Ben a lecture on
no,
what he did
what
wrong
I
that
think
day.
The closer to the truth is.
What?
Jennifer Gardner didn't stand at the end of the bed giving lectures. That's how you keep your man.
By giving lectures?
And every night, the end of the bed. Why, what is it? Did she listen to him? Is that what you were going to say? Maybe she...
I don't know. Who knows why people do that kind of
well,
shit?
Tell me, what was it?
I don't even know what the nanny looks like. Is she hot?
You have carte blanche to say whatever you want right now.
I don't know. I don't know their marriage. I know if I was married to Jennifer Garner, I wouldn't fuck it up. Right?
No, you would fuck it up. You might not try to fuck it up, but you would. No, there's no way Jennifer Garner would stand for any of your fucking
Are you
horse
kidding
shit.
Me?
Are you kidding me? You go to Dunkin' Donuts with her and yell at the guy behind the counter. You think she's still going
no,
to stay married
to you? Easily, because no. I'm real. That's what she
no,
wants, somebody
no, she
real.
Doesn't. No, she doesn't. No, I can, she doesn't.
I can
Nobody
name,
does.
I can name five actresses that I could go out with that I guarantee that they would stay with me. Okay, if I went out with Jennifer Aniston, she would fucking love to hang out and go out
no,
with me.
No, she wouldn't.
Are you crazy?
No, she wouldn't.
The fun she would have with me, I'd make her
no,
laugh.
But nobody has fun with you. That's not something you offer.
Yes.
You don't even know what you're offering.
Yes.
I would, fun?
Fun, yeah, fun.
Fun?
Yes.
You're known around here as the joy killer.
No.
I don't think, no, fun is not
no,
something.
If I, okay.
You're not good at having fun.
Jennifer Aniston would love me.
Do,
we'd work out together. She
but
probably
what,
plays
what
golf.
What kind of fun would you offer her? You complain
humor,
all the time.
Humor, I would give her humor.
I don't know what humor is.
Humor.
If it's humor, then...
Humor, whatever. She would laugh.
No.
She would go,
no.
He's a real guy. I would show her realness. You know,
she might like you for a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's not going to.
Who else would go out with me?
No one.
Parker Posey, even though she's a little taller. If I was taller, but she's taller.
No.
So,
no.
If our height. Yeah, because they're
no. They'd be embarrassed. No. They'd be like, "Oh my God, you talk too loud. You complain about things. You tell people off." They'd be embarrassed. They'd be like, "Oh my God."
No, they would go, "God, finally someone who speaks the truth.
No.
Someone who's real."
No.
Yes.
No.
They're
they'd
tired.
Get a job. You'd tell them not to take it.
No, I never tell them not to take it. Who else would go out with me? Give me some Claire Danes. Probably.
Claire Danes might go out with you.
Claire Danes would go out with me. Who's the other one who came in the cellar the other night?
I don't know.
Aziz. She's been hanging with Aziz.
That's Claire Danes. Didn't you tell me that?
No, there was someone the other night, different. God
damn it.
Did
he just come in with some different chick
star,
every night?
Star. You know, they're friends. Hollywood star. Who the fuck was it? I don't know, but I'm just saying.
You got to tell me who it was. Was it Claire Danes? You told me he came in with Claire Danes.
That was a while ago.
This is someone new.
Yeah.
But you will only, for some reason, the only actresses in Hollywood that will date you have come into the cellar with Aziz.
No, Jennifer Aniston never came in the cellar, but she's been to the cellar. She came in with, what's his name, when she was going out with him. Who's a guitar player? John Mayer. I don't think Jennifer.
You saw her in real life?
No, I never saw. I wasn't there those nights. Oh. I seen Claire Danes once. I have a picture taken with me, Claire Danes, and Norton. Mm. Way years ago, like 10 years ago.
Is she pretty in real life?
Yeah, I guess. This was a while ago. But I mean, a lot of these Hollywood actresses would go out with me.
But would you want to go out with them, Rich?
I would go out with Jennifer Aniston because I think she'd be fun. You know.
Is that what? I didn't even have any idea that was an interest that you had.
I just got it.
Is it you just started like realizing like, you know what?
I think we'd have fun, you know.
I think I should have fun in life.
Well, but the thing is, it wouldn't be a lot of pressure.
But when's the last time you had fun? Like, do you know what it is?
Yeah.
What is it? You don't have fun golfing, right?
Only when I play well, I have fun.
Did you have fun today?
No, because fucking jerk off Ben never showed up. He canceled. And it was me and Eric. I'm never playing. I'm done. My alarm didn't go off. Then he writes back, "Oh, I got an audition anyway, so I'm glad I didn't." Fuck him. I'm done with making plans. Because I play at 11 o'clock. I would have never played at 11. I played at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you go early.
I go fucking early. And
yeah, to pay a babysitter.
Yeah, he acts like he's not a fucking celebrity. All right? You drove, whatever. You're not a fucking celebrity.
Ben
so,
Bailey, everybody.
Yeah,
that's
go fuck
who Rich
yourself.
Is talking about.
Yeah, he canceled the last, you know, we're at the course waiting. He texts, "Oh, my alarm didn't go off." Then he texts an hour,
it's
2 hours later.
It's not Texas.
He texts like an hour later. "Oh, I got an audition anyhow." You don't get an audition the same day. They don't call you to come
well,
the same
it
day.
It happens.
Very seldom. All right. So
the
then
kind
he writes
of stuff
back.
He does, right?
I don't know.
Reality stuff. Cash Cab.
No, but he did some commercials.
Oh, probably commercial auditions the same day.
No, I don't think so.
So it's probably a commercial audition.
It doesn't fucking matter. You don't fucking make plans and not do it.
Right.
I'd blow off an audition. If I was made plans, I don't give a fuck. Dumb auditions.
Well, I mean, it's your job.
No, if they want you, they'll wait till tomorrow. They'll see you tomorrow.
Well, by the way, it doesn't even matter. It's a moot point because
he didn't show up.
He didn't show up.
Yes, and I don't think he had an audition. I don't care. I'm not.
You're
going to
go out on a limb and you're going to say Ben Bailey's a liar.
I'm going to say the audition was a lie. That's what I'm going to say. He didn't get up on
time. But it's a stupid lie. It's a stupid lie to say after the fact. After you've already made it clear that
you're not coming.
You're not coming. You slept in. You whatever. You stood up your friends. To add in later, like, "Oh, and I got an audition." It doesn't.
Hey, first of all, he goes, "I didn't hear my alarm." Who uses an alarm clock?
Well,
use a phone.
It could be his phone.
And who?
He didn't say, "I didn't hear my alarm clock." He said, "I didn't hear my alarm."
Whatever. So to play at 11, that means he'd have to get up, say, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Really? What time do you think? What time is he? And then
he
couldn't sleep.
Like he slept in 2.5 hours?
He goes, "I couldn't sleep last night." And did
then he knew he was going to just blow it off.
Whatever. I'm just not making plans again.
Not with him.
Then he texts me back, "How'd you guys play? I do want to play again." I wrote maybe next week and said, I just, and, you know, I could have wrote, hey, look, you fucking idiot. I got a babysitter today. Because I would have needed a babysitter. No, I would have played earlier than home.
You would have got back in time.
I would have been back.
Because I had to leave at
and
one.
She was here for 2 hours. You know what I gave her?
What?
$50.
Whoa.
$50.
That's a lot.
Well, because, you know, first I said early to late and her all day, and I gave her $50. And she, I don't know if I ever met her before. Where did she come from?
Amanda, she's babysitting here lots of times.
No, not that Amanda. The other Amanda that lets her fall asleep with her clothes on.
No, that Amanda doesn't come. That Amanda's not. We don't use her anymore.
Oh.
Well, that Amanda, we've used her a lot.
I like this.
She's good.
That's Amanda?
Uh-huh.
So they
were out in the pool when you got home?
They were out at the pool, yeah. And I told them to come in. I ran up, took a shower. She hopped in, washed up. We washed off, and then she left.
You're so disgusting.
Let's go back to Hollywood stars that would go out with me.
No, you didn't even ask me about my day.
We didn't get to it. We still got time. I'm going to get to it.
No. This is the problem with you. I'm going to get to it. It's like, if I don't bring it up, you wouldn't get to it. And I don't even want to talk about it, but there's absolutely no way that you would do a pilot for a TV show, rush home. Okay, I literally put my clothes on, wash my face, and
how come you didn't go out with any of your friends like Lindsay? You're not friends with Lindsay anymore?
Of course I am. We texted, but I've been very busy. And I jumped in, came to the car, came home.
Came in the car?
Jumped in the car, came home. And you were like, on the way home, you were like, we got to do the podcast when you get home. I said, okay.
I said, can we do the podcast? I didn't say we got to. I said, can we?
Whatever. You said, can we? Because we have to. That's actually what you said. You said, can we do the podcast? Because we have to.
Do you know how many radio shows I'm doing for this weekend?
Once again, you're defending something.
I'm just saying,
you're being shitty for no reason. I'm just telling you. Yes, stop. Stop thinking about yourself.
I'm thinking about you.
No, you're not. Because there's absolutely no way. I'm just saying, look, I don't care. I'm just pointing something out to you because it's the hypocrisy of you.
You don't think I would do the podcast?
It's the shittiness of you that...
How did this turn into the shittiness
of
me?
Because there's no way that you would do a podcast after doing a pilot, not immediately.
I easily would
start talking about the pilot and every single thing about it, and
that's what I wanted to get to. I was building up to that.
No, you started this podcast with your fucking, hey, go to a meeting.
No,
you know, which you
people.
Say every third podcast.
I
anyway.
Never said that on
the
podcast.
Radio show. You're always like,
no, I
you
don't.
Know what people know to go to a fucking meeting. Okay,
no,
if you're drunk.
People.
Stay out of my life. How about that? Okay,
no.
Leave me alone.
I'm here to help and carry a message. I'm here to help.
Yeah, but it's like, that's not what this what this is about.
Guess what? I'm going to tell you something, what it's about. New listeners, new
There's
problems.
No new listeners. You know what the truth of the matter is? We're just dwindling down. It's like,
you think we're
now
losing?
We're just slowly walking the room. Yeah, I say by podcast 250, it's all over. The end. Okay.
It's the end?
Yeah.
I think we're losing numbers, don't you?
Yes, because you're doing stuff like starting a podcast with some like Whitney Houston.
I loved her.
Yeah, but it's like, fuck, she died 10 years ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
It's pretty long ago.
How long ago?
Yeah.
4 years.
No. 6 years?
No.
Probably.
Look it up.
No, I'm not going to look up when fucking dumb Whitney Houston died.
You don't call her dumb.
Okay, I came in and I was like, why is that song playing?
I was just looking at Whitney Houston videos.
And I will always love you.
See, you're not bad.
Stop.
Do it again. You're good. Why don't you go do some singing in your
why
act?
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth?
Do some singing in your act.
Start the podcast talking about Whitney Houston and if you should go to a meeting and it's just dumb.
It's not dumb. I'm just trying
Let
to
Let me tell
you
what a guy tweeted. I'm drunk and I'm not going to get better. So I tweeted him back. Fine then, buddy. Die. Because that's your only alternative. I don't want to die like this.
kidding. You're making fun of it.
Yeah, making fun of it. That's what we do. We're comedians. We're not fucking social workers.
What if
okay?
he jumps out
I'm
of
sorry. This podcast is not about like, listen, if you've got any kind of problem with addiction, call us. Tweet us. Get in touch with us any way you can.
Yeah,
you we'll start talking about Whitney Houston and a lot. I like how you go, and what a waste of talent. I mean, even if you're a house painter, that's a waste
of human life.
I know, but it took you a long time to get to that. You were like trying to think, like, what is that a waste of? For a while, you were like, I don't know, that is a waste. Then you're like, mother life. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
If you're a house painter, you're still a person. I forgot that part.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guess what? Okay. So you're saying me helping. That's what you do.
I'm not saying you shouldn't help people. I'm saying that's not what this podcast is. And the fact that I'm making fun of you right now, that is what this podcast is.
Listening to open micers and going over their dumb comedy, is that what this podcast is?
Not anymore.
Why not?
I don't know. People stopped wanting us to go over their sets because we're so fucking mean.
I'll do some other sets. I'll go over to someone's set. You name it, I'll do it. I'll go over it.
I know, but we got to get a better system to like hook up.
We've been trying to get it. We've been saying we got to get a better.
Yeah, but you're closet. Supposed to be in charge of like the technical shit of this podcast, and you use a paper still every time after 180. You still have to set it up. You can't open GarageBand without a fucking paper in front of you. I mean, it's
I have
insanity, and yet I still sit here. I bet if I did it one time, I'd know exactly how to do it every single time. But I've never tried to do it. I let you. That's your thing. And almost every time after we're finished, you're like, what happened to it? Oh, shit. Like, there's always some anxiety that we're going to have to do it again.
You're crazy.
Then you find it.
I was having a nice podcast talking about Hollywood celebrities that would go out.
How many times have you said, we're going to set it up so we can take phone calls? Have you even tried? Have you ever looked at this?
No.
Ever looked at
who
the,
do I?
We have a thing we can do remote podcast.
I
can
go
take
on,
it on the road with us.
I can
you
go.
Ever,
on,
you ever get that figured out?
I could go on Periscope right now and ask people, give me some questions for the podcast.
Could you?
You want me to do it right now? And I'll put myself on Periscope and I'll go, we're doing our podcast. Do you have any questions? Watch this. Do you know what Periscope is? Okay. I'll do it right now. I'll go, hey, we're doing our podcast. Do you have anything you want us to talk about? Let's see. Okay. Hold on.
I don't even understand why, like, how anyone could be following you.
On Periscope? Mm-hmm. Okay. Broadcast now. Oh, it's facing you. No, I got to face it. Oh, what
don't
did I do?
Don't face me. Don't face me.
No, hold on. Broadcast now. Oh, why?
Guys, you're listening to a podcast.
How do I turn it around?
Where are guys trying to use Periscope?
How do I turn it around?
It's a thing right there.
That's not it.
Jerk.
It's not turning around.
Oh, my God. You're so incredibly stupid.
Hold on. Turn it around.
Stop. It's
not turning around.
Oh, there. It turned around.
Okay.
Fucking dumbass.
Is it? Okay, folks. We are doing our podcast right now. So, and Bonnie is saying that
people don't like you.
People don't like me, and I'm telling her what Hollywood stars would go out with me. But if you have any questions you'd like us to answer right now on the podcast, go ahead. You're funny. Anybody, I wish I knew how to block people. Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Legend. Incorrect. Rich the Legend. Give me some questions. Hurry up. So how did you pull the wool over Bonnie's eyes? I pulled down her hat. Louis Beans. They're all the same. Opie and Anthony. Thank you. Awesome. Love you. How did you get Bonnie? You woke me up for this shit.
Wait, how did we wake
Why
him up?
Why doesn't Bonnie play ball? Yeah. How often do you have sex? How often do we have sex? I don't know. Every week. What's your opinion on not being on? Oh, will Bonnie blow you again? Of course. When are you playing golf every day? Hi from Kentucky. How do you feel about being compared to the little guy from Dr. Moore? I didn't see it. Let's see your worst tattoo. How old are you? I missed you in San Antonio. I'll be back there. How long have you been married? 10 years. How was the interview? How was it to interview Obama? Wait, which podcast is this? Man about not being on top 50. That's ridiculous.
This is the worst thing you could have ever done.
Would you
on
let
Raina
become president? Yes. These are quick. All right, Ken, let's see. We're just trying to get some good questions for our podcast. When will your latest album be available on iTunes? I'm selling it to Sirius Radio. It won't be on iTunes. It'll be on Sirius. Wake Raina, bottom or top? I would be in the middle. This is the best idea ever. See? The beard is scary. Wait, next. Jericho. Let Bonnie read the questions. Okay, read some.
I don't want
to. No, you don't. Put your glasses on. Read the questions.
No, I don't.
They
want
to see you. They love you.
I don't want to do
ahead.
It.
Go ahead. You
don't want to do it. Look at it's fucking.
What?
Can something show Bonnie's ass? Oh, Bonnie. They're nice, but let's come on.
All right.
Let's just
I'm going to have to. All right. We're going to do it. No, no. Okay. Oh, wait. What about the. Let's talk about the Osborne girl. Okay. That's a good idea. Anyhow. We will talk to you later, something about Christina and whatever. Where's your fedora? Bonnie, okay. Anyhow, look, folks, we got to run. We got to get back to our podcast. Thank you for the questions. They were great. We'll talk. We'll do this again. We'll do this like once a month. It'll be called the Periscope Podcast, right?
No.
Stop broadcast. I don't know how to block people on Periscope. I guess you can't because it moves so fast. It's so quick. You see that? See all those questions? So how was the... You shot a pilot today. Someone stole... You got a couple lines stolen. I was in your corner the whole time when you were negative about it this morning.
I wasn't negative. I thought I was getting fired.
You're not getting fired. You can get fired for... You get fired before a pilot. And you get too negative, and I tell you
I
all the time.
I wasn't getting negative. I had a tiny bit of anxiety.
That's what I mean.
Most people would be like, oh, I haven't heard back from the producers. I didn't hear about my car. I didn't get the script. So then I was like, oh my God. They hated what I did yesterday in rehearsal. So
that's in your head. No one said we hated what you did.
No, of course not. No one said that. Okay. But a normal human being, if I had a friend that I could call about it, would be like, oh, I'm sure it's fine.
I didn't say it was fine. I didn't say it was fine all the way home last night. You're saying I didn't say I'm sure you did great yesterday.
No, I'm saying today you just acted like I was like having some kind of meltdown.
No, I said don't worry.
You just said you're being negative, and I fucking
yeah, you got negative over it. And I helped. I mean, even when you talked about your stuff, I go, you're gonna kill on it. You get negative sometimes, and I.
Well, I don't call it getting negative. Okay.
All right, it is negative. I don't know what you call it.
No, it's like. Just negative makes it sound like I'm like, I hate the show. I hate doing
this.
Okay,
then you get insecure.
Yeah, that's more like
and
it.
I tell you, you're going to do well. I'm in your corner. But you don't thank me.
It was a fun show, and it actually turned out really well.
Do you want me to say something to that guy for stealing your line? I'll say something to him.
No, because he didn't steal the line. He just, I said a funny thing in rehearsal, and then he stepped on it enough that I couldn't do it in the show. That's all.
What do you mean he stepped on it? He used the same premise?
Yeah, exactly. But without really it being the joke.
These fucking guys, they pick people that aren't quick on their feet for these fucking shows.
All the guys were great.
Oh, they were?
On the show. They were all...
No, I'm not saying the show you did today.
I don't think that he knew that he had done it.
Oh, okay. So it was an accident. Because I've worked with him. I like him.
All the guys in the show were fantastic.
I worked with him, and I've always liked him. He's one of the guys I like in the business. I'm not saying
The reason I was insecure was because I wanted to be as good as everyone else. I didn't want to be like...
How many people were in the cast? Four?
No, four, five, six.
Six at one time?
Well, there was a host, four guests, and then like the sidekick guy.
Who's the sidekick?
I can't remember his last name.
Is he a comic?
From Los Angeles.
Well, it sounds like a good idea. How many comics?
And
were
I
they
played
all
Eleanor Roosevelt.
You look like her.
Ha ha.
Whoa! I got a ha ha. I'm not trashing the comics in any way, because this comic, I'm a big fan of his. I like him. So. Someone's coming over.
What? Who?
Nobody.
It was fun. It just takes a long time.
How long did it take to put your costume on?
Mine didn't take very long, but I had teeth, but the teeth were too big and I couldn't talk with them. And so I
welcome to my world.
I had to but I was supposed to look more like Eleanor Roosevelt and I didn't, but everybody else looked so good. They had wigs and bald caps.
Who are the other characters on the show?
It was, Ben Franklin.
Who played Ben Franklin?
Rory Albanese.
Who the fuck's that?
He's the head writer of The Nightly Show, but he's also a comedian.
Yeah, but how is he has great. Hair. He has hair.
Oh, they did a bald cap and then a wig. And then Robert Smigel was Einstein, Albert Einstein. And he had full hair and makeup.
Okay, who else?
But they also had costumes on. You know, I just was wearing a 40s dress and 40s shoes and a pearls.
Who was?
And then they did my hair a little 40s-ish. But that's all I had. I didn't even have any makeup on.
And there wasn't a black person from history?
Yes, that was Seton Smith.
What did he play?
He played Frederick Douglass.
I told you the other day, Frederick Douglass.
What about it?
You said no. You go, what guy from history? I go, Frederick Douglass. And you go,
I don't think that was who you said.
I said Adam Clayton Powell. Then I said Frederick Douglass.
Well, I knew it was Frederick Douglass. So I don't know why I would have said no.
And who was the host? Who does he play?
No, he was just Dan Harmon, who is the creator of Community. He also has a documentary on Netflix called Harmontown. And...
it's a great idea.
He was like...
whose idea was the show?
The show was Rich Corson's idea, who...
yeah.
Might have been... He has something to do with The Daily Show.
He used to be with Tough Crowd, too.
Yeah, and... so it was done through his production company for IFC, Independent Film Channel.
Anybody ask about me?
Yeah, everyone... you know, Rich... Corson was like, I love Rich. I haven't seen him in so long. How is he?
No, he
yes,
did.
He really did.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
Something keeps clicking. No, he didn't ask about me.
He really did.
The truth.
I'm telling you the truth.
Who else? Did Seton say hi?
And then there was a bunch of writers who I didn't know.
They knew me?
No. But I kept saying Rich and looking around do people know who I'm talking about? And everybody was like, yeah, you know, they knew who I was talking about.
Did they talk about our movie, anybody?
No. But I told Dan Harmon, I was like, I loved Harmontown. I thought it was so good. It's a documentary. And I thought he might be like, oh, I saw your documentary, right, Dan?
I got to see Goldthwait's movie.
What, his latest?
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be fucking...
what is it?
About Barry Crimmins. It's a documentary of how when he was 3 years old, how he got, molested at 3 years old.
Oh.
And it's...
who is he?
He was a comic from Boston, a political comic, and he became a political activist against child abuse and child pornography, and back in the day, I don't know if it was, whoever it was, whatever website, host, I'm not saying Yahoo, whatever, or Google, whoever it was, I'm not saying would not listen because they were making so much money on porn back then, and it's a big documentary. It's his new movie.
What's it called?
I just saw it online. I forget the name of it. It's going to be in theaters. I mean, fucking Goldthwait makes great movies. They're so dark. But this one is based on a true story from Barry Crimmins. Let's see if we can find it. The new movie. How do you spell his name?
I don't know.
Bobcat.
Just for Bobcat. I'm sure there's not a lot of people named Bobcat.
Bobcat, Goldthwait. Let's see the new movie. Film director. Bobcat Goldthwait. New movie. It's supposed to be real. He was on on Opie the other day. Call Me Lucky. It's Bobcat Goldthwait, who got a star through Barry Crimmins' comedy clubs, will show his new I Believe in the Movie and I Believe in Barry, but also his story is a big story. It's when I was listening to the interview, it was just fucking heartbreaking. A 3 years old, really?
Oh, God.
A fucking 3 year old.
That's gross.
It's fucking, you want to kill that. How do you not kill that person?
Right.
Just kill him, right?
Okay, okay.
And the guy went to jail for something else years later. I mean, I don't know the full story, but a 3 year old.
Well, watch the documentary.
It's going to be in the movies, I think.
It's going to be in the movies.
In the theater.
What did you want to talk about?
About what?
You said after.
What?
You said, well, we got to talk about, that's a good idea.
I don't remember.
Kelly Osbourne?
Oh, yeah. She's under fire.
She's such an idiot. Oh, but, my God. What a dumb. No, but really. I mean, that's like if you did a character and you were like going to be like a dumb character. It's exactly my favorite kind of comedy where you pretend you're sticking up for something, but you're actually saying the dumbest, most offensive, racist thing about it.
I'm telling you, but
so tell people what happened. What I mean,
they all know.
Well, who?
They're talking about Mexicans, and she goes, "Yeah, well,
she was sticking up for, she was putting down Trump."
Yeah, and she goes, "Well, who's going to clean your toilet bowls?"
Yeah, right? She's saying that stupid fucking accent.
Okay,
but now, who's going to clean your toilet bowls? Am I right? You know what I mean? That's what she said. You know what I mean?
And
no, we don't know what you fucking. We know what you mean, but guess what, Kelly? You don't know what you mean.
But I think Whoopi stuck up for her. Says something like, "Hey."
They all kind of tweeted later, like, "Oh, Kelly's cool," because Kelly, she was probably like bawling her eyes out,
fucking
backstage,
baby.
Like a fucking idiot. Well, guess what? You're a fucking idiot. How old is she?
Like, I have no idea. Well, Whoopi would stick up for her because she's just as fucking nuts. She said as many fucking ridiculous.
Exactly.
She said more fucking ridiculous things than anybody in history.
Right.
She should go down as the most ridiculous saying thing person in history.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
I know, and she had such a promising start.
It wasn't rape.
Yeah.
And she used to talk about Robin Williams and about how, when he was accused of stealing, he goes, "Oh, we all steal." And this, no, we don't.
Right.
Comics don't all steal.
I know.
And I'm not saying Robin was a thief, but she was saying, it was when a bunch of it came out that he was, you know, he was accused back in the day.
He stole shit.
Back in the day, he was known as a fucking, you know, he would just send out checks. You know, and some of it was probably subconscious and some was conscious because he always ad-libbed. But then Whoopi's like, everybody, all comics, that's what we do is steal. No, we don't,
no.
You fucking hack. All right? But it was rape. And she's ridiculous. Unless I meet her, then I would go, "Hey, how you doing?"
Oh, I'm a big fan.
A big fan.
No, she's an idiot. But I, you know, I mean, like Kelly Osbourne is somebody, though, that like has no, she's like amongst the group of celebrities that really has no business being a celebrity. She doesn't have any skill, not one. So she just happens to have a famous father.
Oh, look who's here.
And this person has no business being famous. Go ahead.
Say hi and don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
Okay. Just say hi. Say hi to everybody. You miss him.
Hello.
What's going on?
Say something smart.
What's
E equals MC squared.
Well, I was going to tell her to say that. What's that?
She goes E equals MC squared. Whose theory is that? Albert.
Brooks.
Einstein.
Okay. Okay, here, Rand, I just want to say one thing.
What?
Go to the mic. You're very, very smart. You're funny. You're beautiful. You're so likable. It's too bad you have the worst body odor on the planet and your underarms stink, so get out. How do you like those beans?
First of all, kids don't really have
her breath. She says, really? Really, you're breaking down the joke saying kids don't have BO?
It's a dumb joke.
Yeah.
You know, do a good joke.
Well, me and her play that game.
You're beautiful and you're cute and you're special and you're good at sports and
she stinks.
But it's too bad you're so stupid. Like that.
You know, or like,
but that, even that's not a good
so
joke.
Beautiful. You're so nice, you're so lovable, you're so stupid, you're so amazing.
Just throw that one in the middle.
Marina needs this drink.
You can have it if you leave, because we're almost done. 10 yes. minutes.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be over. This is going to be all over, everybody. Rich doesn't even care about the podcast at all. The minute he gets a text or something, he just does it. He can't. You have zero.
Who doesn't care about? I love this podcast.
Yeah, but why? How come you don't have any like impulse control? The minute your phone rings or whatever, like sometimes, the other night I was sleeping and my phone buzzed.
Raina, go to the refrigerator and get me my drink that's open, please.
And then you were like, you woke me up to be like, who just texted you?
Yeah, who's texting you that late, late
Who gives
night?
A shit? Just I wait do. Till morning or go over and look at it.
It's not my phone.
You don't need to wake me up.
If the text didn't wake you up.
I didn't. I heard the text,
that means
but
I
didn't. Barely. I didn't want to get in an argument and wake up fully, but I didn't. This is the thing. I didn't. Look what? At the text until the morning.
Why do people, who was it?
It was my friend Susie, just saying, and I knew it was going to be something like that. Like,
why do people, if they take a big gulp or something, they go, why do they do that?
I don't answer questions like that.
Why not?
The stupidest fucking thing in the world.
No, but yeah, you know what I'm saying?
How come people sit down and they go,
Do they? These, you can't answer a question like that.
Then you why do you ask it? If you know it can't be answered.
Watch.
Because you're probably not breathing when you drink it, and then you gotta exhale a little.
Good answer. Do you think Kelly Osbourne, what would she have said?
The Mexicans are in your belly, you know what I mean? That's how they get into the country. Know what I'm saying?
How was she on that show?
That's what I'm saying.
First of all, you auditioned for that show. You should be on that show. How the fuck are you not on it? You're ad-libbing. Listen to you, how you ad-lib on
the
this
girl
podcast.
They have on the show is very good.
Who?
The girl who got the show. Well, I can't remember her name.
Well, but if Kelly Osbourne's on it, why?
Well,
you...
she's just a guest on the show. They just have guest people on it.
Oh, she's not a cast member?
I don't think so. I don't know. Who fucking cares about The View anymore? Nobody.
I do.
The only time The View...
Wait, didn't Rosie quit again?
For a year and a half ago.
No. How long was she on it for?
Why do you care about The View?
How long
was
she on?
Why are you caring about... Like, I understand talking about the Kelly Osbourne thing, but now you're going over, like...
But wait, how long did Rosie last on The View when she was rehired?
I don't fucking know.
Why did she...
Google it.
Why did she quit again?
If you really care about it, Google it.
Did she clash with Whoopi? Is that what happened?
I don't
you know.
She was getting a
stories.
Divorce or something.
That doesn't stop you from doing
I don't
going
know.
To work.
That was like her excuse. Like she needed personal time.
She probably hated the cast. Is that probably it? You think?
You know what? She probably was like, I'm going to just, if there's one person I want to start asking questions, it's Rich Voss. And the only way to do that is to do something unexpected.
And quit?
Like leave The View.
Yeah, I
remember
know
when Rosie and I worked together? I was on a radio show. Remember that? No, yeah. Because...
Yeah. Is there any follow-up to that?
Yeah, there was like a lot of sexual chemistry.
No, there wasn't.
There was.
No, there wasn't.
It was like she fucked me through my eyes. Like, and it went down. She looked at me in my eyes, but it went all the way down to my crotch.
I would love for you to go out with Rosie.
Really?
Yeah, you make a nice couple.
I'm telling you, I go, your hair looks great. I don't know why. I mean, it did. It looked good.
Yeah.
Better than I'd seen it. And then that was it.
No.
It was,
no,
like it was on.
No.
Yeah.
Did she, you guys fool around at all?
I could have. I swear to God, it felt like that.
In
I
her compound? She had a big piece of property. Big piece of property.
No, this was at the show when she hosted a show that I was on.
Where?
I don't know. Some theater.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Was I there? No.
No, because it was all women on the show. And it was for the New York Comedy Festival or something.
Where was I? Out of town
know.
On the road.
I don't know where you
were.
Earning
a living.
But I was wearing a dress, too, which was odd. So I don't
know.
Does
she remember you from doing her radio?
Yeah.
Or doing the movie?
From the movie. And
she remembers it. I wonder if she saw the movie.
I told her, I sent it to her. She emailed me back. I said, can you watch the movie and talk about it on The View? And then she wrote back, I'll try.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
I swear to God.
Did
I'm
she
telling
watch
you,
it?
We have a connection.
Did she watch it?
I don't know. I didn't contact her after that. Remember when I said Rosie, Roseanne Barr, can you watch the movie?
And when she yelled at you because Tom Arnold was in it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
What'd she say to you?
I don't watch movies with my ex-husband in them. Because I had written, like, I'm a huge fan. She goes, if you were a huge fan, you would have known that. And she blocked me. I think she, I don't know.
She didn't block me. She likes me.
I dare you to tell her to watch the movie.
No, I won't tell her to watch the movie, but I retweet her pro-Israel stances. And I like him. I like him. She's very pro-Israel and pro-Jewish, and I like that about Roseanne. She speaks out against these fucking
idiots. Well, I forgot
idiots.
That Tom Arnold was in our movie.
He was only in for a second.
He was in for a second, and also, I don't think of her as being connected to him anymore.
No, but I'm a fan.
She's her own person, and I went to write her that back, but I couldn't write her back.
I'm a fan. You could write her through mine. I'm a fan of hers. Ha ha. Now you know what it's like to get blocked. How do you like that?
What?
How do you like that? Just because you think you're so uppity.
I have her
uppity.
Email. You're I can so email uppity. Her. I could email her and say, my piece, listen, but now it's too late.
Why?
Because it's like so much time has gone by. It's like that was like.
So you've been. You
that was like in August. That so was like a year ago.
You're harboring a resentment. See, I'm sad we lost this almost friendship that you were trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't.
I still have Rosie. I still have O'Donnell.
Yeah, but Rosie was a fan of mine first. Now she's a fan of yours because you're a film director.
Can we wrap this up? Because I do realize.
Do you think she got the humor that we did with Rosie in the movie? Do you think she got it?
Probably
if
not.
If she saw it?
No.
You don't think Rosie would get that? Of
I don't
course.
Know. Hard to say. Because I think like people have egos and so they'd be like, why would you like.
No, it's funny. She would laugh at that, I think. She's got a good sense of humor.
I would laugh at it if it was me, but I don't know.
I think
people have
did.
Egos. They want.
All right, let's throw out some quick plugs, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. I can't believe we got this podcast in. I got to get up in like 5 hours for radio. 4 hours.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, I should cancel.
Why don't you?
Because I got to do Opie in the morning and then do Anthony in the afternoon.
You got to just go do it then, I guess. Then come home and you'll sleep.
I'm not going to come home and sleep. I'm going straight to Connecticut tomorrow because I got to do Friday morning radio in Connecticut.
And then you're just staying there?
I'm working Friday night in Connecticut.
Oh, and then Saturday I'm driving in.
Yeah, that's why it's too much. I can't.
You should
I
just go.
Huh?
Just go do it.
Do what? All the radio?
Yeah, and then go to Connecticut, so and then you'll go to sleep in your hotel room, and then you'll get up and go do your show.
No, I don't have a show Thursday night.
Oh, then just go sleep in your hotel room.
Oh, it's just a waste of
a big
night.
Deal. It's one day. You can handle it.
I already went up to Connecticut for one day.
But why? Then why are you doing it?
I'm doing another radio show so we can get people into this theater on Saturday. It's to sell tickets.
Either just right now say you're going to do it or say
well,
you're going
to
cancel.
Well, here's the problem. I would have went Thursday night to do Friday morning radio.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have said I do Opie and I shouldn't have said I do Anthony.
Well, tomorrow there's people coming over here anyway, so you probably want to get out of here anyhow.
I would rather get up and play golf.
Yeah, but you're late. I'm not gonna.
I'm
so obsessed with golf. That is an addiction. And let's bring it back home now. This is how we started. You know, if Whitney Houston was on the golf course and got hit in the head with a golf ball, and then everyone was like, well, she was just like obsessed with golf. She wanted to go every day. It's the same fucking thing. Golf killed her. Golf kills Whitney Houston, and it's going to kill you too. Do you understand my point?
Too much radio is going to kill me. All this no sleep.
Yeah, but you're doing it for a reason.
I wish I can get a hotel tomorrow. If I can get a hotel from Thursday to Friday.
In New York?
Yeah, for like 100. After Opie and Anthony. I mean, after Opie and Opie, I go to my hotel for a while. Then go do Anthony. Then go back to my hotel. Mm-hmm. Hang in New York,
and then
drive
Friday
to Connecticut Thursday night, get the hotel there, and then do radio.
Seems like a lot.
No, it seems more if I don't have a. I'm gonna see if I can get a hotel Thursday in New York.
All right. Well, I'm glad I figured that out.
Huh?
Thanks everybody for listening. This is scheduling with Rich Voss.
So, Friday night, this Friday.
Guys, you want to tweet us about when you think Rich should sleep? Let us know. Should he sleep between Opie and Jimmy and Anthony, or should he just wait and sleep when he's in Connecticut? We are dying to hear what you think about Rich's scheduling problems.
Yeah, it's a lot of radio I've been doing.
Okay, who gives a shit? No one cares. You don't go on a podcast to talk about your radio schedule. It's stupid.
You don't?
No. Well,
is there podcast rules that I don't know?
There's no fucking rules. It's just a matter of... No, it's not a rule. It's not a rule. It's just...
Are you still... You're not in your period, are you?
Yeah, yeah. It lasts 18 fucking days. Shut this shit down.
Would you rather have it like once a month, or would you rather have it like just straight, like 2 months straight?
And then the rest not have it?
Yeah, rest not have it. Wouldn't that be good?
That would be better. None of this fucking
on and off craziness.
Because I think when I'm done my period, I forget about it again.
And I think
I'm not going to get it again. I don't think about, not one of those people that's like, and then all of a sudden you're like, ah, shit, this again? Like every time.
And I wasn't, when I said these comics that don't know how to ad-lib, I wasn't talking about your show at all.
You don't bring up somebody's period and then comics that ad-lib. That doesn't go together.
Okay, I wasn't talking about, listen, I wasn't talking about the pilot.
Stop. If you want to have this discussion after the podcast is over, feel free.
No.
But don't get yourself in deeper in the podcast.
No, I wasn't talking about. Okay. So there. Don't stare at me with your...
I'm just waiting for you to go, thank you, good night, goodbye.
We got to do a couple plugs.
Okay, I don't have any plugs, everybody.
Yes, you do.
Okay, the 11th, I'm at the Sid Gold's Request Room because I started a new show there and I want people to go.
That'll be cool.
It's a very cool show.
I just like the name when you say, where is it at?
Sid Gold's Request Room.
Where is that located?
I don't know. It's like 7th Avenue and 26th Street or something like that.
And they're singing and dance. I mean, singing and comedy and what else?
My friend Anya Marina, who is absolutely fantastic singer-songwriter, is on the show.
Oh, I got a question.
Yeah.
Do we want to keep the songs in my one-hour special? It's $200-something.
Yes.
Those songs, everything is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Done and done. Thanks, guys.
Okay, what about your True TV plugs?
Watch True TV every night, Tuesday night. How to Be a Grown Up. Goodbye.
Are you done?
Done.
Raina.
Look, Raina. We did an hour, for God's sake.
Oh, okay. I got to wrap this up. So, Friday, Bridge Street Live in Connecticut. Bridge Street Live this Friday. Saturday, Ridgefield Playhouse. Next Saturday, the Venetian in Somerville, New Jersey. And the weekend after at Governor's in Long Island. Thank you and good night.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.